Hello, Mile. What are you up to now, you and the band?
We're making a little bit of a break and before we start touring again next year. Promoting the new DVD release, kind of.
Yeah, the funny thing is that basically now, today, the idea is to talk about a new DVD, which is quite amazing, called Enemy of God Revisited. But the question is, do you think that today all the labels are putting all their efforts to promote DVDs, does it mean that the record sale are not that important anymore because that cannot happen?
I don't think so. I mean, not in metal anyway. I mean, we're always talking about like a little bit of a town when it comes to record sales, but that mostly affects like pop bands. I think in metal, a lot of the metalheads want to hear their records and they want to own their records, and I don't think it really affects the metal world too much, to be honest. And the reason why we release DVDs is to kind of give an impression of how the band sounds and looks live in a live situation. And I think the DVD what we have right now with the footage from the Wacken show that we played in 2005 kind of represents a perfect creator show in a great surrounding with great people and everything. And it's definitely something, it's a highlight of our career, and I think that's the main reason why we put out the DVD rather than any label politics, to be honest.
Okay, thank you for that, but I need to translate. Въпросът беше това, че напоследък издателските компании се надпреварват колко повече да рекламират и влагат всичките си усилия всъщност в това, че пускат DVD-та и рекламират тях. Това означава ли, че продажбите на самите дискове с албуми не са толкова важни? Той каза не мисля. Това може да е валидно предвид всичките неща, които се случват по край интернет и така нататък за поп-групите, но не и в метала. Метал феновете, внимавайте, той говори за останалия свят, не за България. Метал феровете знам, че искат да имат своята група на диск, който те са си купили. А иначе това DVD, което направихме ние, концертно, всъщност представя един много съществен момент от нашата кариера, силата на Creator на живо, едно шоу, което ние направихме пред 40 000 души миналата 2005 година на фестивала Wacken Open Air в Германия. Затова просто искахме да го пуснем, защото наистина представя групата ни по най-силния начин. The funny thing about... It's not funny, in fact. But the thing about Creator is that from day one, even when you were in Bulgaria, something like in the last century, for the first and last time so far, Creator was one of the most brutal bands on earth. And now I can see on the trailer of your DVD on the spv.de website that is being put on the trailer, The World Brutality. So the question, yeah, Mila, here is there a limit of brutality? And what is the most brutal thing in music that happened so far?
I don't think there's a limit in anything, you know. It depends on where you as an individual set your own limits. We never set ourselves any limits. We can achieve anything, and we know that we're among the most brutal bands on earth, and we want to keep it that way, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. But what is the most brutal achievement so far in music, whatever the ear and the band is?
I think especially Enemy of God has some pretty heavy songs, but so does even an album like Thirst to Kill or Extreme Aggression. So throughout our career, we always had like highlights of brutality, to be honest, you know. And I don't really know. I mean, I've never really analyzed it this way. I think to me, it's important. The brutality itself, the aggression, is a part of heavy music, and it's just necessary for heavy music to be brutal. And it can be, you know, in a very slow, brutal way, and it can also be in a very mellow way. It has to transport emotion whatsoever. And Creator chose the path of going into the extreme and coming up with the most the sickest riffs and the weirdest breakdowns and melodies. And so I think that kind of makes it different from other bands.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that today, talking about brutality again, life itself, and politically or historically speaking, the world of today got to be even more brutal than all the metal bands had created in terms of brutality ever?
Oh, yeah. I mean, reality in Iraq at the moment is definitely a lot more brutal than any metal band in the world. You can just say that. And the fact that there's people blowing themselves up just to blow up other people also it's also more, even more extreme than any grindcore band on this earth. So compared to this, metal and evil music and brutal music is harmless.
Voila! I mean, the thing is that the metal society on this planet proved to be one of the most intelligent parts of the whole world. Do you ask yourself the question, in fact, what the hell is going on today on this planet?
The thing is, I came to the conclusion that as long as there's people and as long as there's the human race on being like the superior race on this earth, and killing animals, killing each other, and killing whatever they can find, and having a new religion which is called capitalism, it will get worse. And I don't see an era in the history of the world where there wasn't war and where there wasn't bloodshed and violence and brutality. So I don't think it's anything that has to do with our time. It's just a fact. I think it has to do with human nature itself, because since we're animals and we don't kill animals, if we want to eat meat, we go to a supermarket and buy it. We don't have to kill the animals anymore, but we still have the killer instinct inside. And I think a lot of people still have to live, have to experience that by going to war, beating up other people, or just being violent in different ways, maybe in an oppressive kind of way or whatever. And there's a lot of ways of expressing your negative or aggressive emotions, and your you know, you can do lots of things to harm other people. So I think it's human nature, man. It doesn't have anything to do with the fact that we're living in a certain age.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, this only the weapons got to be more sophisticated these days.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Well, okay, so you put this interview in the next question, because obviously it's like there are three bands from your age that would, well, not from your age, from our age. I mean, I'm talking about the time you started the band. And obviously, they were like the two opposite things, creation, like creator, and destruction. Yeah. There is a band with the same name. But, I mean, the thing is, and the funny thing is that I've been following what you've been doing from day one. And today, only today, I realized this very simple opposition, creation, destruction. But, it inspired me for the next question, which is, talking about all the stuff that we've been through now, like talking in the last couple of minutes, do you think that, like, all the raw energy that you put into the music of Creator is coming from a positive or a negative kind of thing? Is it a positive or a negative energy?
I guess it's both. I believe in duality and duality of things, and it's a lot of fun to play music, and it's a lot of it's like a relief almost sometimes. It has a psychotherapeutical effect to write music and write lyrics that come from the inside, and it saves it keeps you sane, really. So it's both. It's negative and positive, because we're trying to, by being creative and writing new riffs that are totally disharmonic and weird and sick and off the track, we're trying to kind of destroy the beauty in music by coming up with making it sound heavy and evil and dark. So it's both, yeah, definitely.
Like in life, you do.
Yeah, it's like life. Yeah, it's like in reality. It's like in everyday life. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so the obvious next question would be the DVD. It's now released, and it's a great DVD, as you said, catching the power of a band in front of 40,000 motherfucking people, the best the band can get. But it's been a year and almost a year and a half since. So what's next?
Next would be more touring, really. And write a new record. But I have to get inspiration first. I'm writing some riffs already, and I'm trying to get bits and pieces together for the new record, some lyrical ideas and stuff, but nothing definite yet. And I'm really like collecting ideas at this point, and that what should be the future of the band right now.
This is very very interesting as well. Where do you get the inspiration from? Watching TV, and do you start like collecting themes, like watching TV, the world is a shitty place to be, blah blah blah, or you just sit on the toilet seat like Eddie Van Halen used to do with your guitar, you spend something like 20 minutes like trying to do jin 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 jin, and then you put the melody. In fact, where do you search the inspiration from? Or you don't search it, you just wait for the light to come from the sky?
There's no formula, really. I mean, if I would know the best spot in the house to write music, I would always sit there and wait for the moment to happen. But there's no such thing, you know. I mean, it just comes sometimes by surprise. Sometimes you get the idea for a whole song in like 5 minutes. Sometimes you have to wait and you have to put it together like a puzzle, which can sometimes really be a process of like days and months, and so there's no real formula for that. I mean, it's mostly like talking to people and absorbing things.
Remember the time when you were a kid?
Yeah.
I mean, I believe that both of you, we have approximately the same age. Do you still keep that thing, like, okay, so you got the inspiration to do it, but you're in your car, you don't have your guitar with you, so you have the riff. Do you do that jin thing still?
I can really do like remember things quite well, and I can really imagine riffs, and then when I get a guitar, I just write them down. I just put them down, you know. I can get them in my head and keep them there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being with us.
All right.
The DVD is amazing.
Thank you.
No need to thank me. Thank the guys that do the mixing. Thank all your band members, and thank yourself being such a great guy.